Actor Robert Davi, no, Kevin Bacon, this old white guy will not just shut up and listen to the radical left. By Robert Davi on June 16, 2020. My dear fellow Americans. Actor Kevin Bacon recently said on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that it's a good time for old white guys like me to just shut up and listen. While I understand his sentiment, I, for one, will not be quiet. You see, Kevin, a lot of old white guys like myself, clawed and struggled for where we are in life. If you mean Kevin, white guys that were given a huge leg up in life by having a father who was a major figure in architecture, the great Edmund Bacon, or a mother who was a liberal activist, then I understand. You see, Kevin, many were not born with the white privilege you grew up with. And I for one wish to speak out. Your call to muzzle all white guys does a huge disservice to our nation during a time of perilous but exciting change. Many like myself grew up with a parent working three or four jobs to give us a chance at a better life. Many like myself grew up being the first in our family to attend college. The pomposity I see among so many of the privileged Hollywood community, where many make in a week what takes others five lifetimes, is nauseating. It seems almost a desperate attempt to make sure they are perceived as part of this movement that is using the emotions of our youth to topple the nation. Do you really believe that all the young people in America know the truth, Kevin? While many are well-meaning, they are being used, Kevin, and they still need guidance. I see too many people being sucked into a leftist vortex that has been orchestrated by powerful forces that wish harm to the country that has given us so much. You see, Kevin, I will speak out for better ways law enforcement can engage with people. I will speak out about how America's youth has been indoctrinated by a corrupt culture and education system that has neglected to teach the true greatness of America but instead peddles Marxist cultural propaganda. I have six children, much like your mom and dad, Kevin. And I have seen in several decades the chipping away at the values that made this country great. I, for one, Kevin, will speak out against the dangers from the lack of assimilation we see from far too many in our immigrant population today. I will speak out about Ilhan Omar, who has spit on this nation while being a member of Congress, who swore to protect and defend the nation she adopts as her own. I will speak out against the left's attack on people of faith, where it seems mass protests are acceptable, but those who wish to worship are criminalized. I will speak out against those who punish all who dare to think differently. I will speak truth to those denigrating our flag and not standing for our national anthem. I will speak up, Kevin, against the globalist cabal that will not free humanity but enslave it. I will speak out about the Democratic Party, a political party that has ruined every city they are in power in. This destruction has occurred while all you bleeding hearts in Hollywood continue to bump fists over how great the party is. I will speak out against that hypocrisy, Kevin. What if all of Hollywood gave up their wealth and became a member of the proletariat? What if you and your lovely wife said, I am not worth more than a teacher's salary or say a Starbucks barista? I mean, they provide daily joy, don't they? I will speak out against the killing of every George Floyd. I will speak out against the canceling of culture and American history, which, if taken to its full extreme, would have more far-reaching consequences than you ever imagined. I will speak out, Kevin, against innocent unborn babies being aborted. This atrocity goes against nature, does it not, Kevin? I mean, how can the left condone abortion as a form of birth control? If Black Lives Matter, do the leaders of that organization not realize that Margaret Sanger is the woman who advocated abortion so as to control the Black American birth rate? I will speak out against what we have done to the environment and how we must do all we can to protect the earth. I will speak out against rioting and looting. I will speak out against demonizing all police because of what some may do. I will speak out about how no one seems to care that actor Jussie Smollett lied and deceived. I will speak out against the mainstream media fueling the flames of racism. It's un-American for Kevin Bacon to demand old white guys or any American to keep their mouths shut. Political correctness has stapled our mouths shut for far too long. I will speak out against all the agitprop that is used to separate us as human beings. Lastly, Kevin, since you made this about race, I will leave you and all who want to continue to fuel those hateful flames with this message from this wise young man, an angel. One Marky Yaquez, whom we all can learn something from. Watch below.